弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，一起来学习圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we learn the words of the Bible.
我们要继续从约翰一书来学习，我们知道自己有永生。
We will continue to learn from 1 John the topic "We know that we have eternal life."
使徒约翰在年老的时候，他写了约翰一书。
When Elder John was very old, he wrote the first letter of John.
他写信的时候应该已经是八九十岁的人了。
When he wrote this book, he was about 80 or 90 years old.
在他人生最后的年日里，他写了几封信提醒当时候的主的门徒。
And throughout his lifetime, he wrote a few letters to encourage the believers.
他在约翰一书里面，他自己说，他写信的原因有四个。
In this letter, he tells us four reasons why he writes it.
约翰一书第一章的第四节。
In chapter 1, verse 4.
他说：“我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。”
Verse 4, and these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
那他的这些话就是说明所信的主耶稣基督这个生命之道。
And these things are the word of life.
这是他亲身的体验他亲眼见过、亲手摸过的。
And this is that what he has experienced himself, what he has seen with his eyes, and what his hands have handled.
这个生命之道就是有永远的生命的。
And this life is eternal life.
第二节他说，这个生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现给我们那永远的生命传给你们。
Verse 2, the life was manifested and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
这永远的生命就是从耶稣基督来。
This eternal life comes from Jesus Christ.
那他曾经跟主耶稣基督有很亲密的沟通以及学习。
And Apostle John had a very intimate relationship with Christ, and he learned personally from him.
他成为爱的使徒。
He became a beloved disciple.
因为他是主所爱的那门徒。
He was the disciple whom the Lord loved.
那他曾经跟主耶稣基督有很密切的团契之后，他把这样的一个生命传给众人。
After having this intimate fellowship with Christ, he passes along this message to the people.
那期待每一个主的门徒也都能够有像他一样跟主这样的在灵里的团契。
And he hopes that everyone can also experience the same intimate fellowship with Christ.
那特别把这个生命之道写给每一个人，让看的人喜乐可以充足。
And he writes these things concerning the word of life so that our joy may be full.
所以他对主的门徒的期待就是今天在灵里面跟神密切的团契之后，我们可以有满足的喜乐。
He hopes that while we have fellowship with Christ, we can have abundant joy.
那第二个理由，他在第二章第一节说。
The second reason is in chapter 2, verse 1.
我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
Verse 1, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
第二节，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
Verse 2, and he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world.
他特别提到，今天主耶稣基督，他是我们的中保。
The Lord Jesus Christ is our advocate.
他把这个生命之道写给主的门徒知道，就是要让他们可以远离罪恶。
He wrote, Apostle John writes these things so that the believers can depart from sin.
因为耶稣基督他来到人间为我们的罪 付上生命的代价，叫做挽回祭。
The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world as a挽回祭。
Propitiation
for our sins.
那这个就是要，他是为了普天下人所有的罪的。
For all of the sins of the world.
我们今天可以远离罪，实际上是因为耶稣基督的救赎。
And we are able to depart from sin because of the salvation of Jesus.
所以他现在写信，他特别强调说，我们要不再犯罪。
Therefore, he emphasizes that we should not sin any longer.
那如果我们在这个世界上，我们有任何的过犯，我们不是故意去犯的，那我们有一位中保主耶稣基督，他会为我们赎罪。
And when we commit mistakes that are not intentional, then the Lord is our propitiation. He will forgive us of our sins.
那这个中保就是他站在人跟神之间的那一个救主。
An advocate stands between us and the Father as our Savior.
为什么我们今天人没有办法直接到神面前，就是因为有罪。
We are unable to go directly to God because of our sins.
现在耶稣基督来成为我们的救主。
But Jesus Christ came as our Savior.
我们可以到他面前来能够记着他，在神面前可以再一次的被称义。
And because of him, we are able to stand righteous before the Lord once more.
那既然要不犯罪，第三节他就说，我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他的。
Verse 3 says, now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments.
今天要不犯罪，一定要有一个神的真理在心。
If we want to not continue sinning, then we need to have the commandments of God in our heart.
神的诫命基本上就是在规范我们的生活。
The commandments of God regulate our lives.
让我们心中有一把尺随时自我去检查每一件事情到底是不是神所喜悦的。
It is like a standard in our heart, and we measure every action and thought against this.Standard
我们在活在世上才不会像不信的人一样。
Then our lives will be different from those who do not believe.
我们不会随心所欲。
We will not do according to our own desires.
我们也不会随着世界的潮流。
And we will not follow the trends of the world.
我们不会跟着这个社会的脉动，他们做什么我们就去做什么。
We will not go with the crowd.
我们一定会去想到神。
We will always think about God.
所以今天约翰他写信，特别要提醒我们，在世上我们需要分别为圣。
Therefore, in this letter, John continues to remind us that we need to be sanctified.
那我们如果真的是认识他的人
，If we truly know him,
我们一定会遵守他的诫命的。
Then we will keep his commandments.
就是说，世上有实际的行动。
Meaning that there are concrete actions.
这是他的提醒。
And this is his reminder to us.
我们看第三个原因 第二章第二十六节。
Look at the third reason, which is in chapter 2, verse 26.
第二章二十六节。
2:26.
我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们人说的。
26. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you.
请看前面第一节二十五节。
Let's look at 25.
主所应许我们的就是永生。
And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life.
他现在在说主应许我们就是永生，我现在把这些话写给你们，是指那引诱你们说的。
So he says that God has promised us eternal life, so he writes to us so that we will not be deceived.
因为当时候有许多人他们不认识耶稣，不承认耶稣是基督。
At that time, there were many who did not acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ.
他们不相信耶稣是从天上来的。
They did not believe that Jesus is from above.
不相信他是为我们人的罪而被钉死在十字架上的。
They did not believe that Jesus Christ was crucified for our sins.
他们用了另外一套理论去说明人怎么能够进入永生。
They came up with another theory as to how one can enter into heaven.
他的理论就是要有知识。
And the theory was based on knowledge.
他们把耶稣当作一个次等的神。
And Jesus was regarded as a secondary God.
就是当时候所谓的诺斯底主义的思想。
This is according to the concept of Gnosticism.
他们基本上就是不承认人自己是有罪的。
And therefore, basically, they would not acknowledge that as humans we have sin.
他们不认为说我需要靠着耶稣。
Therefore, they do not need to rely on Jesus Christ.
那他们所谓的永生，实际上是一个空的架构，空的理论。
But this salvation is empty.
也就是说，在地上人可以过着一个很放纵的、很纵欲的生活。
It's an empty theory because they say that you can live according to your lusts.
啊，那你只要追求知识就行。
As long as you have pursued knowledge,
那将来你就可以进入那个永远的生命里。
Then you can enter into eternal life.
你不需要靠救主。
You do not need a savior.
你需要靠自己的追求。
You need to rely on your own strength.
但是又不是在世上过一个很敬虔的生活。
But yet they do not live a holy life on the earth.
而是尽情的享受你世界上所有的这些你想要有的就可以。就是你去放纵你的情欲。
But in the world, they would live an indulgent life.
但是耶稣基督的福音不是这样说。
But the salvation and the gospel of Christ is not so.
他告诉我们，今天这个世界事实上是被恶者控制的。
The Bible tells us that this world is under the control of the evil one.
我们今天人这个带着肉体，充满了情欲。
And because we are in the flesh, there are many sinful desires.
耶稣基督的福音要让我们可以胜过世界的。
But the gospel of the Lord has allowed us to overcome the world.
他要我们要小心，不要被那个异端诱惑了。
And so he advises us not to be deceived.
我们现在在基督里面领受神的恩膏，就是有圣灵。
We have received the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
要常常借着祷告在这个神赐给我们这个圣灵，在祷告当中去明白真理。
Therefore, through prayer, we need to continue to understand the truth.
因为圣灵就是真理的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth.
这个圣灵是神赐给我们内住在心，明白神与我们同在的一个证据。
And this Holy Spirit is the proof that the Lord abides with us.
我们要按着这个圣灵的教训这个恩膏的教训，住在主里面。
Therefore, through the teaching of this anointing that we have received, we need to do according to the commandments of God.
住在主里。
And to abide in Him.
那住在主里面就是会愿意遵守他的话的。
Those who abide in Him will do according to His word.
所以约翰他特别提醒说，不要被异端影响。
And therefore, Apostle John tells us not to be deceived.
那我们现在再看第四个原因，他自己说。
Let's look at the fourth reason why he writes.
请看第五章的第十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 13.
五章十三节。
5, verse 13.
他说：“我将这些话写给你们，信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。”
13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God.
你看他现在写信，他其中一个最重要的原因就是让我们知道说自己是有永生的人。
One of the reasons why he writes is so that we may know that we have eternal life.
也就是说，我们要明白我们的生命不是只有在今生肉体里。
We have to understand that our lives do not remain in the physical realm.
在肉体之后，我们还有永远的生命。
After this physical life is over, we still have an eternal life.
是我们每一个信奉神儿子之名的，就是耶稣基督的人。
And this is eternal life for those who believe in the name of the Son of God.
我们如果很肯定的在基督里面，我们得到这个永远的生命，我们就生活上就很小心。
If we truly understand that we have received this eternal life through Jesus Christ, then we will live a very careful life.
耶稣基督他来，他应许我们可以得永生的。
The Lord Jesus promises us that we can have eternal life.
你看他在传福音的时候，他自己这样宣告。
When the Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel, he proclaimed,
信他的人，信子的人有永生。
That those who believe in the Son have eternal life.
那如果不信的人得不到永生。
Those who do not believe will not receive eternal life.
而且神的震怒会常常在他的身上。
And the wrath of God continues on him.
这是在约翰福音第三章主耶稣的福音里面这样说。
This is what Jesus says himself in John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章，我们看一下。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
Gospel of John chapter 3.
第 三十五节哈。
Verse 35。
三十五节，父爱子，已将万有交在他手里。
35. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into His hand.
36. 信子人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生。神的震怒藏在他身上。
36. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him.
主耶稣，因为这一句话应该是作者约翰他自己说，他为主为。主耶稣做见证的。
And this is the testimony that John the Baptist.
不是是约翰。
That John the disciple John made for Jesus Christ.
我们如果看第五章，约翰福音第五章，主耶稣自己这样宣告。
And in John chapter 5, the Lord Jesus says.
五章二十四节。
5:24.
他这样说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪。”是已经出死入生了。
24. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life.
主耶稣说：“你听我的话，你又信我是从天上来，是父差我来的，就有永生。”
Jesus says, "He who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life."
是不会被定罪，是已经出死入生，就是。真要得到一个新的生命的。
He shall not go into judgment, but has passed from death into life, meaning that he has a new life.
就是已经不会，已经离开死亡，就是从死里面，从灵性的死亡状态当复活起来的。
That he has resurrected from spiritual death into spiritual life.
那这个永生意思是什么？
What does it mean to have eternal life?
就是我们今天肉体死了之后，我们还会再活起来的。
It means that although our physical bodies may die, but we will resurrect.
我们一定可以在主再临的时候亲眼看他。
And we will be able to see him with our own eyes when he comes.
而且看他的时候，我们是欢喜快乐，而不是恐惧战惊。
And when we see him, we will greet him with joy and not with fear.
主耶稣他不断的去应许我们这样一个我们从世上。得不到的恩典。
This is a blessing that the Lord continues to promise us, and this is something that we cannot gain in this world.
我们今天要得到主耶稣基督这个应许，要接受洗礼。
If we want to receive this promise, we need to receive the baptism.
我们需要接受主耶稣的洗脚。
We need to receive a foot washing.
我们需要领受主的圣餐。
We need to receive the Holy Communion.
那我们一定有永生。
Then we will have eternal life.
约翰福音第六章的第五十四节说
，John chapter 6 verse 54 says，
约翰福音的我们先看一下第六章的四十七节。
Let's first look at verse 46.
六章四十七节，我实实在在的告诉你们，信的人有永生。
46. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life.
48. 我就是生命的粮。
48. I am the bread of life.
他要让我们的生命得到满足了。
The Lord Jesus will satisfy our lives.
所以主耶稣的话语真的是灵，就是生命。
The word of Christ truly is life and it is spirit.
信的人要领受他的这个话语。
Those who believe will receive his word.
我们会在今生的这个生命当中会有满足。
And in this life, we will feel satisfied.
我们会有指引，有法则。
There will be a guidance in our lives, and there will be also a principle.
我们也可以从遵守他的话里面去得到力量。
We can receive strength from following his word.
可以体验他讲的话的真实性。
We can experience the truth of his words.
他这个生命的粮，他进一步的他说要把他的肉、他的血赐给我们吃喝。
And when Jesus says he is the bread of life, he again says that he will give us his flesh to eat.
如果我们看第五十四节
，verse 54，
吃我肉、喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要将他复活。
54， whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
这个就是今天我们在领受圣餐的时候，我们一定要有的。相信。
This is a belief that we must have when we receive Holy Communion.
我们吃主的肉，喝主的血，有永生。
We have eternal life because we have eaten His flesh and have drunk His blood.
神的大能已经让耶稣从死里复活。
The power of God has already resurrected Jesus from the dead.
我们现在生命在耶稣 里头的，在末日我们也一样要经历像他一样的复活。
And in the last day, on the great day, we our own bodies will also be resurrected like Jesus Christ.
在这个时候，我们就知道什么叫做永远的生命。
At that time, we will truly understand what eternal life means.
不信的人在那个时候就会知道什么叫做永远的刑罚。
Those who do not believe will also understand what eternal punishment means.
你看当主耶稣他把这个永生的道理讲完之后
，After the Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed the word of life.
那个当时候其实跟随主的那些人，很多人听不下去，他们走了。
Many people could not receive the word of Jesus and they left.
因为他们认为说，他要把他的肉、他的血给我们吃喝，这个人是不是疯了
？They wonder to themselves, is he crazy? He will give us his own body to eat.
他这些话怎么能信呢
？How can we believe that?
所以。当时候很多人就离开耶稣，不信了， 不跟从他。
Therefore, there were many who left him and did not believe in him anymore.
第六十六节就是这样写。
66.
不再跟他同行了。
It tells us that many of his disciples walked with him no more.
那第六十七节，主耶稣就对那十二个门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”
Then in verse 67, Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?"
他这个就是指的十二个使徒。
He was talking to the 12 disciples.
这时候68节，西门彼得回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？”
68. But Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life."
69. 我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
69. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
你有永生之道。
You have the words of eternal life.
你是生命，你也告诉我们。今天我们要怎么样进入这个永生里
？You are life, and you tell us how to enter into life.
我们要怎么样跟从你到底，就最后得到你所应许的
？How can we follow you to the end so that we can receive what is promised?
当时候彼得他很坚定的说，我们已经信了。
Therefore, Peter said very firmly, "We have believed."
又知道你就是神的圣者。
We know that you are the Christ.
其实就是指的。主耶稣基督他真神的身份就是从天上来是神道成肉身
And this proclaims the true status of Jesus Christ as God in flesh
当时候你看主耶稣传福音到最后他做了一个要离开以前的祷告
Before the Lord Jesus departed from this world he made a final prayer
他特别提到说认识耶稣基督有多重要
And he emphasizes the importance of knowing who Jesus is
我们看第十七章约翰福音第十七章
Let's turn to John chapter 17
约翰福音第十七章
John chapter 17
我们看第二节
Verse 2
第二节说正如你曾赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人
Verse 2, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him.
这是主耶稣他的祷告，他向天父在祷告。
The Lord Jesus Christ is praying to the Heavenly Father.
所以他这个祷告的内容，你指的是天父。
So you refers to the Father.
你赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的，就是这个他就是你的儿子。
And You have given him, meaning the Son.
你叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。
And that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him.
这些人都是天父赐给耶稣的了。
So all of these are those whom the Father has given to Jesus.
现在这些人被赐给耶稣，主说我要把永生给他们。
And the Lord Jesus says that to those whom the Lord has given him, he will give eternal life.
那他是怎么给这些永生
？How does he give eternal life?
第三节说
，Verse 3，
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Verse 3， and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
所以就提到说要认识这个独一的真神。
Here it says that we must know the only true God.
然后也要认识 这个耶稣基督。
And we must know Jesus Christ.
他是这个独一的神所差来的。
He is the one whom the only true God has sent.
这就是永生。
This is eternal life.
其实这个就是今天我们真耶稣教会基本信仰的第一条。
This is the first basic belief of the true Jesus Church.
我们相信耶稣基督他是神道成肉身。
We believe that Jesus Christ is God in flesh.
他为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
He was crucified on the cross for our sins.
但其实他是那个天上的真神，他是创造的主宰。
He is the true God in heaven and the creator of the universe.
他是独一的真神。
He is the one true God.
这就是今天我们对主耶稣的认识。
This is our understanding of Jesus.
按照主耶稣他自己所说的。
And this is according to what the Lord says himself.
当我们认识他，他说这就是永生。
And when we know him, then this is eternal life.
那这个认识就不是只是那个理性上知识性的而已。
This knowing it does not remain as knowledge alone.
这个知识，这个认识一定是能够进入耶稣的话语里面，真理里面的。
This knowing means that we are able to enter into truth.
所以在约翰一书里面，约翰他特别在写到这个问题。
In 1 John, Apostle John writes about this.
我们再看回来第五，约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter 5.
他在讲这个认识，知道。
Talks about knowing.
他在第五章的地方他特别提到我们从第十八节来看。
Let's look at chapter 5 verse 18.
我们先从第二节。
Let's first start at verse 2.
第二节，我们若爱神又遵守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。
2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments.
这里讲的知道。
Here it says we know.
所以其实我们如果看约翰他所写的内容。
When we read the writings of John.
我们 他讲的这个知道就是所谓的认识。事实上是有实际行为，而且是生命改变的认识。
This knowing, whenever he writes know, it has to do not only with knowledge, but a life transformation.
我们看一下第十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那二者也就无法害他。
Verse 18, we know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him.
第十九节。
19.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那二者手下。
We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
第二十节。
20.
我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们也在那位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神，也是永生。
20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.
从十八节到第二十节，这 连续三次，他说我们知道。
From verse 18 to 20, he says three times, we know.
我们知道凡从神生的就不会犯罪，不会再继续犯罪下去的。
We know that whoever is born of God does not sin and does not keep on sinning.
我们从神生的会保守自己，我们也会得到这个主的保守。
We know that he who has been born of God keeps himself and is protected by God.
因为这里从神生的必保守自己，另外有古谚说，那从神生的必保护他。
So when it says he who has been born of God keeps himself, it also means that he who has born of God is kept by God.
就是那从神生的，就是主耶稣基督他会来保守我们呢。
Meaning that the Lord Jesus Christ will preserve us.
那恶者就没有办法害他。
Then the wicked one will not be able to touch us.
是因为我们是属神的人。
Because we belong to God.
那 主耶稣基督他就保护我们。
Then the Lord Jesus Christ will protect us.
恶者他会害我们，他其实用许多的手段呢。
The wicked one uses many different tactics to try to harm us.
恶者其实他今天用世界的这些引诱啊，罪恶来害我们的。
The wicked one uses many temptations to hurt us.
那但是现在我们从神生的，我们就被保守，我们会远离罪恶。
But because we are born of God, therefore we are preserved and we are able to depart from sin.
第十九节，我们知道我们是属神的。
19, we know that we are of God.
全世界都握在那恶者手下。
The whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
那既然我们是属神的，我们不会被那个恶者所害，我们就能够胜过这个世界。
And because we are of God, therefore we are able to overcome the world.
今天全世界握在恶者手下，说明这个魔鬼的权势，罪恶到底有多厉害。
And when it says that the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one, we can imagine how great is the influence of the devil.
今天我们在基督里，我们胜过世界的。
But in Christ, we have overcome the world.
我们如果看约翰一书第二章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
我们看第十四节。
Verse 14.
父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道藏在你们心里，你们也胜了那二者。
Verse 14, I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one.
第十五节说，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
15, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
十六节，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
17节，这世界和其上的事，情欲都要过去的，唯独遵行神旨意的，是永远长存的。
17, and the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
这里特别强调这个世界上，这个世界跟世界上里面的事。
These verses tell us what is the world and the things in the world.
这个世界上，在这个世界里面，他说这个事情就是这三件事，肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲跟今生骄傲的。
It tells us that all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
这也就是恶者的手段。
These are the tactics of the devil.
他要 让人 都臣服在他的这个权势。
He wants everyone to submit to his authority.
那也是今天主耶稣要拯救我们，我们要胜过的这个对象跟目标。
And this is what the Lord Jesus will save us from.
主耶稣他已经胜过这个世界。
The Lord Jesus has overcome the world.
他也要保守我们能够胜过这个世界。
And he will also preserve us to overcome the world.
那我们就能够真的把他所应许的这个永生把它持守住了。
Then we will be able to keep hold of this eternal life promised to us.
那我们知道，所以你看看回来第五章的第二十节，他特别强调。
Therefore, if we turn back to chapter 5, verse 20,
我们知道神的儿子已经来到，把智慧赐给我们。
We know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding.
让我们可以认识那位真实的，我们也在那位真实的里面。
That we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true.
神给我们这个智慧，这个领悟力哦，让我们可以认识耶稣基督是真的。
The Lord Jesus gives us the understanding and the wisdom to know that he is true.
主耶稣他自己宣告他是真葡萄树。
The Lord Jesus says himself that he is the true vine.
他宣告他是世界上的真光。
He says he is the true light.
他是给我们父从天上赐给我们的这个真的粮食。
He gives us the true food from heaven.
他在他没有虚假，全部都是真的。
Everything about him and in him is true. There is no falsehood.
凡是跟耶稣基督有关系的，基本上都是真实，而且是有生命的。
And everything that is related to Christ is true and has life.
我们现在在这位真实的里面。
So we are in him who is true.
就是耶稣基督里面。
We are in his son, Jesus Christ.
这是真神，也是永生。
And this is the true God and eternal life.
诶，所以我们这里就看到约翰他的了解，主耶稣基督就是这位真神。
And so, Apostle John understand that Jesus Christ is God.
那这个就是他所赐给我们，他所应许的这个永远的生命。
And this is the eternal life that he promises us.
好，那今天我们要去想说，我知道我自己有永生。
We also need to know that we ourselves have eternal life.
我们今天在耶稣基督里面的人，基本上都经过他的宝血的赦罪。
We who are in Christ have received the remission of sins through baptism.
我们如果知道自己有永生，我们基本上会进一步去做见证，去宣扬耶稣基督这个救恩的。
If we know for ourselves that we have eternal life, then we will take a next step further to proclaim the salvation of God.
我们如果知道自己有永生，第一个，我们一定会在这个世界上的生活会谨慎。
First of all, if we know we have eternal life, we will preserve our lives to be sanctified.
我们不会很轻易用世界上的东西去把我们的永生把它换出去。
We will not carelessly exchange eternal life for other pleasures.
今天有些人他碰到这个做选择的时候，他不愿意持守住这个信仰，基本上就是把永生去做交换的。
Sometimes when people make decisions, they may carelessly choose something that will exchange their eternal life.
犯罪的时候，其实魔鬼的引诱就是让我们轻看这个永生，让我们去看重这个世界，之后我们就把这个永生把它卖走。
So Satan's tactic is to tempt us so that we do not value eternal life as much anymore, and therefore we end up exchanging eternal life for something else.
那如果我们对自己的永生没有把握，我们可能很轻易的就被引诱。
If we do not very sure of our eternal life, then we might be easily tempted.
就好像你今天你可能可以拿一个巧克力，很好吃的巧克力，就跟小孩子换他手上的一张100块钱的钞票。
For example, you might be able to exchange a chocolate for a $100 bill with a child because he doesn't understand.
因为这个钞票不能吃。
Because you cannot eat
$100 bill. 那孩子他也不知道那个钞票100块的价值是什么。
And the child does not understand the value of that bill.
但是他看到眼前这个巧克力，他就觉得这个是马上可以吃，那不是很好吗？
But the child understands that this chocolate can be eaten immediately. Isn't that a good thing?
所以如果这个孩子就跟你换了，你就知道说他好傻。
And so if the child is actually willing to exchange that bill with you for a chocolate, then you know that he is not very smart.
那也就是说他也不知道什么叫价值。
Because he does not have understand true value.
今天我们不能够成为愚昧的人。
We cannot become foolish.
魔鬼可能很轻易的用肉体的一个暂时的这个情欲的满足，就把我们的永生买走了。
Because Satan might use the temporary pleasures of life to exchange eternal life.
我们如果知道自己有永生，
If we know that we have eternal life,
我们会很珍惜。我怎么可以轻易的用这个世界上的东西就把这个永生换掉，把耶稣基督把它卖走呢？
We will definitely not be willing to exchange something so temporary or sinful for the eternal life that God has given me.
我们如果真的会很在意永生的问题，
If we truly value eternal life,
事实上我们才去做见证，去传福音才真的有效果。
That is then when we preach and testify, then there will be true power there.
我们去传福音才不会跟人家说你要信耶稣有好处。
We will not preach the gospel to others and merely tell others that there will be benefits if we
believe. 你看来教会很好啊，教会的人都很有爱心啊。
It's good to come to church because a lot of people have a lot of love.
你如果有什么困难，来教会找帮助。
If you have any problems, just come to church and you'll find some help.
教会人又很单纯。
The people in church are also very simple.
真的，我们今天教会的弟兄姐妹都很单纯的。
It's true. Our brothers and sisters in church are very pure.
又很有爱心的。
And very loving.
有人就是利用这个爱心来做生意的。
And some people take advantage of that to do business.
拉保险的。
And to sell insurance.
反正各种生意，你只要讲到一些好处，那弟兄姐妹通常考虑到说啊，这个是慕道者，他通常都会会帮助他。
And because the brothers and sisters are so loving, therefore they see, oh, there's this true seeker that needs some help. Then let's help them.
有人到教会里面卖直销。
Some people
推销产品啊。
Come to church to sell things.
那有人来教会说，我生病，我来教会祷告，我就好了。
Or there are those who come to church for the purpose of receiving healing.
我们如果对主耶稣基督这个福音认识，只是得到这个世上的好处而已。
If our understanding of believing in Jesus Christ is just for our own benefit,
我们自己有体验，我们可能就跟人家讲说，你赶快来教会啊。
And we experience the benefits, and therefore we tell others to come to church.
因为要得到好处。
To receive these good things.
通常都只是今生现在看得到的。
What we are focusing on is just the material things of this world.
但是等到来到教会。
But after we come to church,
就会发现说好像也不是这么一回事啊。
We might also discover that it's not always the case.
会发现说，哎，有时候到教会，我们要愿意付出代价。
We also understand that when we come to church, we need to sacrifice.
有时候祷告没有祷告之后病还是一样啊。
Sometimes after we pray for a long period of time, our illness is still there.
期待得到的好处好像也没有得到啊。
Or the benefits that we expected that we would receive are not given to us.
如果一个人他到教会里面动机只是得到世上的好处，他可能之后就走了。
Therefore, if somebody comes to church with the wrong motivation, they may depart.
因为他觉得这里不见得比其他地方好。
Because they may feel that this place is not necessarily better than other places.
但是如果我们认识耶稣基督，而且相信在这里我们认识以后真的有永生。
But if we understand and know that here we can receive eternal life,
我们去传福音，重点一定是你来信耶稣，你得到永生的。
Then our focus when we are preaching the gospel is so that others can receive eternal life.
就算我们生病并没有好。
Even if our illness is not cured,
也没关系。
It is okay.
我们得到主耶稣基督这个宝贵的救恩，我们将来可以得救。
Because we receive the precious salvation of God and we are able to be saved.
那这样的这个福音，我们就会看到力量。
Therefore, in this gospel, we see power.
那他也会经历主额外的恩典。
And we will also experience the abundant grace of God.
那接下去我们就看到神的这个话语，他的这个应许一一的实现在每一个信人身上。
We also see that the word of God is true and is fulfilled in every believer.
我们今天要去做见证，就是要去宣告我信耶稣有永生。
Therefore, when we preach the gospel, we need to tell others that we have received eternal life.
我们现在来看一节经节。
Let's turn to a Bible passage.
第四章啊。
Chapter 4.
第四章啊。他在讲我们今天做见证，我们要去做见证啊。
It tells us that we need to witness or testify.
我们现在啊，跟人做见证，重点是什么？
What is the focus or key point of our testimony?
就是耶稣基督就是我们的救主。
It is that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. 啊，
这就是我们的见证哈。在第四章，是不是在第四章里面？我们今天去跟人家做见证，就是主耶稣基督就是我的救主。
Therefore, when we preach the gospel, we need to tell others that Jesus is our Savior.
第十四节，四章十四节。
Verse 14.
父差子做事的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。
Verse 14. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world.
今天耶稣基督是我的救主。
The Lord Jesus is our Savior.
我们最后一定要了解到，他是我的救主，他不只是世人的救主，就是好像耶稣来了为所有的人舍命，好像普遍性的。
Our understanding of Jesus as a savior should not be something general for everyone, but our own personal savior.
最后一定要他是我的救主。
So we have to understand that he is my savior.
那我们去做见证的时候，就是我们实际上的体验了。
Therefore, when we preach the gospel, then we are sharing with others our personal experience.
那我们在接下去就会看到神许多很奇妙的恩典啊，跟随这个福音。
Then we will also see the blessings of God accompanying the gospel.
我们可以胜过世界。
We are able to overcome the world.
也就是说我们的眼光会超越，不会只是看到今生的。
Our eyesight will be transcendent and will not just focus on this world.
我们会对耶稣越来越有信心的。
We will have more and more faith toward Jesus.
第五章的第四节他说
Chapter 5 verse 4 says,
从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。
For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world.
第五节，胜过世界是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？
Verse 5, who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
那耶稣基督他这个恩典，主耶稣基督的恩典呢？
The grace of God.
让我们胜过世界，他本身是有见证的。
Helps us to overcome the world, and he is the testimony.
第六节，他接下去说，借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督，不是单用水，乃是用水又用血。
Verse 6, this is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And this is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth.
那做见证有三，因为圣灵就是真理。第七节说，做见证原来有三，就是圣灵、水和血，这三样都归一。
Verse 7, for there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one.
那这个就是今天我们在基督里相信的人，我们接受洗礼。
Therefore, those who believe in Christ will receive baptism.
小弟在南加州的时候，有一位父弟兄他来洗礼受洗。
When I was residing in Southern California, there was Mr. Fu who came to be baptized.
那他当时候其实他 早期在读大学的时候在亚洲就曾经因为他的同学的缘故来到教会听过耶稣的福音。
When he was still studying in China, he had actually come across our church before because of his classmate.
那当然那时候他的动机是为了要追求他所认识的那个同学。
But his motivation at that time was to pursue his classmate.
那他这个女同学后来因为他是外邦人，他来教会查考道理，目的就是为了婚姻，所以我们这位姐妹她真理立场站得很稳，她没有被影响。
Because our sister, our church sister, who was his classmate, was very firm in faith. Therefore, she wasn't swayed because of him.
那他就一直跟他这个同学说，你来信耶稣不能够是因为我的缘故，你要真的认识耶稣才有价值。
Therefore, she kept reminding him, you come to believe in Christ not because of me, but because there is true value in coming to know Jesus Christ.
后来他就从亚洲来到美国。
And therefore, he moved from Asia to America.
来到美国读书。
He came to study.
那也在这边生活。
And he stayed over.
也在这里曾经有一段短暂的婚姻。
And also had a short marriage here.
那这当中他的这个教会这个同学一直都跟他联络。
Throughout this entire time, his classmate still kept in contact with him.
因为时间过去了，他们各自都已经结婚成家了。
Through the course of time, both of them had already had established their own families.
那他这位弟兄呢，那时候没有信主，他就一直有一个概念说，我如果要信耶稣那我到真耶稣教会来。
And this Mr. Fu, he always had the understanding or concept that if he wants to become a Christian, then he will come to True Jesus Church.
那他就一直在世界上忙碌，一直到他八十岁左右。
And he continued to be busy in the world until he was about 80 years old.
他本来一直都很健康的。
He had been healthy his entire life.
后来 突然之间中风。
But all of a sudden he had a stroke.
他整个 身体状况跟以前就这样急转直下。
And so his health condition deteriorated very quickly.
他那时候觉得说我活在世上实在是没有意思的。
And therefore he thought that there was no point in him living anymore.
那想到说那我如果要死了之后我接下去要去哪里。
But he started to consider where he would go after he dies.
他这个时候想到耶稣了。
At this time he remembered Jesus.
他就跟他主任是我们教会这个姐妹联络。
And therefore he contacted his former classmate.
这个姐妹呢就特别联络了我们在美国的教会。
And this sister contacted our church in America.
然后我们就去访问他。
So we went to visit him.
那就访问他，他当时躺在床上，真的基本上已经觉得说人生没有意义了。
When we visited him, he was bedridden and he was completely hopeless.
他觉得我今天活在世上。这个痛苦哈，还不如死了算了。
He thought that since he's suffering so much already, he might as well die.
可是现在因为耶稣的缘故，因为这个朋友这个同学一直介绍他说，你一定要到教会来认识耶稣，得到永远的生命。
But his classmate kept telling him that he should come to know Jesus Christ and receive eternal life.
他就到教会来。
Therefore, he came to church.
那我们其实他已经躺在床上不能去，是我们 到他那边去跟他传福音的。
Actually, it was he was bedridden, so we came to him.
那就跟他传福音说，你现在信耶稣，重要就是要能够得到永远的生命。
And we told him, if you want to believe in Jesus Christ, it is for the purpose of eternal life.
那他接受了。
He received it.
他想说，我。跟耶稣已经认识那么久，但是我都没有接受他来做我的救主，已经经过了几十年了。
He thought to himself, I have known Jesus for many years, but I have not really accepted him as my personal savior.
他愿意接受洗礼。
Therefore, he was willing to be baptized.
结果，你看他就是被已经觉得说，他说他自己已经觉得活不过几天了。
He said himself that he felt that he would not live for many days.
已经失去那个求生的意志，他很想去自杀了。
He had lost the will to live and wanted to commit suicide.
他愁眉苦脸的被用抬着进到水里面去洗礼。
And therefore, his face was quite bitter when he was being carried into the water for baptism.
可是抱了一个希望，我今天接受耶稣基督做我的救主。我就有永生。
But he had this hope, and his hope was that if I receive Jesus as my personal savior, then I will receive eternal life.
他就被抬着下水。
Therefore, he was carried into the water.
当他从水里上来的时候
，When he came out of the water,
他的整个脸就展现笑容。
His face was full of smiles.
他重新看到了这个生命的意义了。
He saw the purpose of life once more.
在这个洗礼的过程当中。
When he was being baptized,
在那次洗礼，另外有姐妹看到宝血的异象。
There was a sister who saw a vision of blood in the water.
就像这里所说的，这借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督。
Just as it says here that this is he who came by water and blood.
不是单用水，用血，用水，用血。
And not only by water, but by water and blood.
而且有圣灵做见证。
And the Spirit bears witness.
圣灵就是真理。
The Spirit is truth.
就是在主耶稣基督这个圣名底下，他全身入浸接受赦罪的洗。
So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he was fully immersed into the water.
因着圣灵的做见证。
And through the witness of the Holy Spirit.
这就是耶稣基督的应许真理。
This is the promise and the truth.
在宝血，在耶稣的这个在这个大水活水当中有宝水的功效，我们的罪得赦免。
And by being baptized in living water with the witness of the Holy Spirit, this baptism was effective.
在那一次，另外一个姐妹看到这个水里面呈现耶稣的宝血变红了。
So, there was a sister who saw with her own eyes that the water became blood.
那等到这个富弟兄他从水上来的时候
，When Mr. Fu came out of the water,
他整个生命就变得非常的喜乐。
He became very joyful.
他后来蒙主的这个保守，又多活了差不多两年。
And through the protection of God, he lived for another 2 years.
他最后很满足地离开这个世界。
And he left this world in peace and contentment.
因为他知道说我有永生。
Because he knew for sure that he had eternal life.
所以当他离开的时候，他一点没恐惧。
He was not fearful at all when he left.
啊，他跟我们去探望的所有的同龄一的说再见。
And he said goodbye to each one of the visitors that visited him.
然后 就说我们将来天国再见。
And he said we'll meet one day in heaven.
这跟他在接受耶稣以前的那个表现完全不一样。
And this was completely different from when he received before he received the gospel. 因为
他很清楚知道说我有永生。
Because now he knows that he has eternal life.
那当然他洗礼完之后他也没有去犯罪了。
Of course, after baptism, he did not sin.
所以他很满足地离开这个世界。
Therefore, he left this world very joyfully.
最后安息在主耶稣的怀抱里。
And he rested in the bosom of Christ.
所以今天我们得到主耶稣这个宝贵的恩典。
And therefore, when we receive the blessing, the salvation of God.
第五章第十一节。
5 verse 11.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
This is a testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son.
愿我们都知道我们自己有永生。
May we all understand that we have eternal life.
如果我们还没有接受耶稣基督做救主的
，If we have not received Jesus Christ as our Savior,
我们要赶紧的采取行动。
We need to hurry and take action.
让早日接受耶稣基督宝血的赦罪。
We need to receive the baptism of the remission of sins quickly.
因为这就是主宝贵的应许。
Because this is His precious promise.
愿我们都能够这样子来持守住主的这个永生。
May God help us so that we can take hold of this precious eternal life while we still have the chance.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
410首。
For